Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Friday, June 24th, and I'm gonna start a little bit upset. Because damn you, Kyrie Irving, you gotta take over and control the narrative on the NBA on the night of the draft. All these guys getting drafted. You know I love the draft. I'm a March Madness nut. I like college hoops. I do the mock drafts for Fox Sports. I did an entire mock draft on this podcast yesterday. And what does Kyrie Irving have to do? He's got to push all his chips in the middle and say, call my bluff, I'm out of here, Brooklyn, and become the big story over the NBA draft. A little frustrating. Obviously, there was chaos and drama at the top of the draft. The Orlando Magic, folks, do not have an official meeting with Paolo Banchero. Do not bring him in for a workout. And 5 minutes before the draft, his agent tells him, be ready for anything. And then the first pick is Paolo Banchero. Now, I was all in thinking it was Jabari Smith. All signs were Jabari Smith. When you don't interview a guy when you don't work him out and you still draft him. So that was a stunner at the top of the draft. But unfortunately, these guys, and by the way, I'm not going to get too much into the production, but what is the deal with the host? And I didn't, first of all, this is crazy, Rob. I just naturally usually think of the draft, it's on ESPN. So I turn on ESPN and I see, Jay Billis is there with this, with Perk and this, and the girl Andrews. And I'm like, okay. And then like, you know, I figured they would bring in other people. And like an hour in, I was going to text this guy, wait a minute, where's Stephen A. Smith? This is the night of the draft? And ESPN doesn't even have him? Jeez, that's weird. But I'm like doing other stuff. I'm eating dinner. I'm, you know, whatever. And eventually, someone texts me, oh, yeah, I got to switch to ABC. I don't like this ESPN product. And I'm like, what? And I turn to ABC, Rob, and it's Jalen Rose and Stephen A. Smith yelling about the Knicks. Rob, were you aware this was going to be on ABC? I know you were in the studio yesterday, but did you know this?
I had no idea. Zero clue that there was a dual broadcast going on.
I mean, so I don't even know who they fully had on ABC. I only watched this Knicks segment, Stephen A. Smith screaming his head off because, you know, he wants to be an entertainer. Anyways, and it was just like, oh my gosh, whatever. But I like Billis. I follow his stuff. I thought it was a little tedious where every single pick, oh, I love this pick. It wasn't really Billis. Oh, I love this story. And they were hammering home the storylines and storylines. I want to talk about the players and the draft, but at any rate, Kyrie Irving sidetracked all of it. And folks, I put this out there on social media late on Thursday, and I felt a little bad, but I don't know the guy, okay? I haven't seen a reporter be this much of a mouthpiece for an NBA star in a while. And I think that speaks to the desperation of Kyrie Irving in his camp when he is basically just telling Shams of Yahoo and Stadium, Shams has a million jobs, like, hey, the expectation is I'm out of here. And these are the teams I want to go to. He's basically, him and his camp is telling this to Shams because they know that the Nets are unyielding in giving that max contract. And I applaud the Nets. I give them props for not bending and kowtowing to an annoyant misfit like Kyrie Irving, who basically is going to show up on some of the games and not show up, and I need time off, and, well, I don't want the vax. What happens if somebody mentioned this? Well, hey, you know, fall's going to come, the flu's going to come back. What if COVID comes back and it's bad? And New York puts in these dumb policies again, even though everybody's got the vaccine and stuff and the booster, and all of a sudden Kyrie Irving can't play. Then what? You know, Kyrie Irving would probably love that because he doesn't have the vaccine that I know of. And he would love more time off because that's all he does, take time off. And so the Nets are sick of it. And it's pretty clear that any like 2+1 or 1+1 deals they're looking at involve escalator clauses where, listen, if you only play 50 games, which is what you do anyway, you're not getting your full 35 mil or 40 mil. The Nets have had it. And so Kyrie's saying, well, I'm not doing this. And then we get to the nuclear option, where if there's no trade, Kyrie Irving, I guess he could just say, I'm opting out and I'll play for the mid-level exception. Do you anticipate Kyrie Irving, who's hurt all the time? Now, Rob, is the mid-level 6 or 10 this coming year?
It depends which one. You have the taxpayer, which is the 6, and then the other one is 10. So, depending on which team he goes to.
Right. Either way, do you foresee a guy who's always injured playing for $10 million a year when Russell Westbrook's making like 40, John Wall's at like 37, you know, you got a ton of guys making excess of $25 million. You think Kyrie Irving, who's always hurt, is going to risk it and play for the mid-level? No friggin' shot. Call his bluff, Nets. And Rob, I know you're with me at this point. I went on the Hot Odd Couple on Thursday with Broussard, and Broussard is like, LeBron wants Kyrie. And I'm sorry. I refuse to believe that, Broussard. I know you've worked around the NBA longer than I have. I know you're in with LeBron's crew. I refuse to believe that. I think if anything, and this is sinister, LeBron is loving this secretly. Because remember, a couple years ago, Kevin Durant was taking the torch from LeBron as the best player in the league. And LeBron's like, well, wait a sec. He had a stacked deck. He's playing with Curry and Clay and Draymond. I'm with J.R. Smith and company. And I think secretly LeBron is loving this. And I'll tell you, I just absolutely refuse to believe on any planet that LeBron would want to play with Kyrie Irving. And the Lakers would want to get in bed with Kyrie Irving, who has been an abject failure since he hit that game-winning shot in Game 7 against the Warriors. And Rob, I don't care. I know a lot of people seem to think, oh, the Lakers were in play. I refuse to believe that. Absolutely refuse to.
I don't know why you're so against this. Like, does it make sense to offer a guy a max contract when you can't count on him and he's always hurt and he's kind of mercurial? No.
Ooh, that's a good word.
However, when have the Lakers ever operated like a competent front office franchise where they think, you know what? Let's maybe put some protections on those picks that we're going to trade for Anthony Davis so that one of them doesn't turn into the number 8 pick, which we saw last night. You know what? Maybe let's not give Kobe Bryant 2 years, $50 million on the way out the door when he's dragging his leg around from all these injuries. Like, the Lakers are in the business of get the star by any means necessary, keep the star happy, we'll figure out the rest from there.
Okay, time out. That's very fair. But Rob, that usually involves A, their own players, or B, free agency. This, you need two to tango. The Nets have to agree to a deal to ship Kyrie out. You know what the Nets are going to tell the Lakers when they call. So just send Anthony Davis our way and we'll call it a day. And are the Lakers doing that?
No.
Are they, Rob?
No.
Okay, so if they say, oh, we'll send you Russ, what are the Nets going to say?
But here's the thing. If you're Brooklyn, and again, this depends if you really believe that he's going to just take his basketball and leave. If you're Brooklyn and you run the risk of losing him for nothing, why wouldn't you say, okay, well, if we don't take Russ, we'll three-team it so that we get some other ancillary parts, but we get a first-round pick for our troubles. Why wouldn't you do that?
Okay, first of all, the Nets gave up a bazillion picks to get Kevin Durant.
To get James Harden.
Right. In those trades, they basically, all their future picks are out the window. If they're terrible, they won't even be able to reload. With Russell Westbrook, they will be terrible. Kevin Durant will not stay. You know this.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. If you are Brooklyn and you're saying Kyrie's going to leave because we're not going to give him the big money that he wants, we can take Russell Westbrook and either use him for a season or just buy him out, but we get a first-round pick or two first-round picks, whatever, for our troubles. Why would you not do that?
I would shop around and see where I could get a better deal.
To your point, Kyrie Irving, never available, finds reasons to skip work all the time, is upset about money. How many other teams are going to offer anything for that?
Oh, by the way, if I'm the Lakers, I say, you know what? You're in no negotiating position. Toss in Seth Curry.
Okay.
Right? The Nets, yeah. I mean, the Nets have no position. They're not in a good position to trade, Rob, at all, right?
No.
So I'm asking for the world. Give me Seth Curry. I don't want Joe Harris. He's coming off the injury, and I think he's owed some big money. You know, I personally think if I'm the Nets, I just say, listen, Kyrie, you're either with us or you can sit out and not get paid. You know, do whatever you want. But we're going to have a healthy Ben Simmons, Kevin Durant, Joe Harris, Seth Curry. I don't think that's that bad of a team. Are they contenders? Probably not. They're top six still in the East, right?
I mean, with Kevin Durant on, I mean, assuming Ben Simmons is healthy, yes, absolutely a top six team. But here's the thing. It's even before Shams put that report out last night, which, you know, you're saying is a mouthpiece, which might be
He's
true.
A mouthpiece. It's embarrassing.
But here's the thing. Joe Tsai, who is the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, was liking tweets on Thursday. Like, you know, people do that. Let me read you a tweet that he liked just before the draft started. It's by some fan named Kristen F.
Wait. The owner, just to recap, the owner of the Nets is on Twitter, billionaire, and he's liking tweets. Okay.
Yes. Here's what the tweet said. Just drove by Sean Marks' exit on my way to work. I didn't see any white smoke, but I know that man is cooking in Sean Marks we trust. All right, sounds fine. Here's where it gets spicy. Team and culture over any one player. Excited to get back to Nets basketball. Does that sound like a guy who is expecting Kyrie Irving to be back with the team next season?
I would tweak it and I would say, does that sound like a guy who's going to put up with Kyrie Irving's crap? I don't know how often my dad listens to the podcast. He had a phrase when I was a kid, and I haven't used this one on my kids yet because we're not there, you know, but me and my brother would misbehave and goof off and blah, blah, blah. It was, shape up or we'll ship you out. And if I'm the Nets, I look at Kyrie Irving and I say, bro, you got nothing. We're playing poker and you've got a 2-9 offsuit and you're not bluffing anybody. Nobody's buying your crap. You got to shape up and clean up your act and fall in line and stop with this nonsense. Remember what they said after he was eliminated from the playoffs? He was like, Kevin and I will get with Joe and Sean and we'll make decisions. Or what? Remember the quote,
yes.
Rob?
Yes. He wanted to basically promote himself to assistant GM.
Right, exactly. If I'm the Nets, say, it's funny. Like, that's not happening. It's not. You will fall in line, or you can take your mid-level and leave. You can opt out. You can leave $40 million on the table, and you can try to go play anywhere you want. We have a culture here. We thank you for coming, and we want you, but we're not bending over, and we're not gonna deal with your crap anymore. Somebody needs to stand up to this guy. And listen, I heard other people saying, listen, Donovan Mitchell has a lot of years left on his contract. Why can't the Utah Jazz do that? I guess you can. Now, Donovan Mitchell's been a good soldier. He's been great for the culture. He hasn't pulled any of the crap that Kyrie's pulled. So I don't think you would do that to Donovan Mitchell, a guy who's basically a saint there in Utah. It's a hard sell for me that they're just going to give him away just to get him out of town when they know the value that he has for like the four teams that can afford him, right? I mean, a lot of these teams, somebody broke it down. A lot of these teams can't even afford Kyrie on the salary cap. So now are you going into the luxury tax for Kyrie Irving?
The Lakers would.
Oh, gosh. She's making me sick.
I know you don't
want to
believe it, but that's how they are. That's what they do.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I still don't know the path to Kyrie on the Lakers. I still have not heard one legitimate case for how on earth he could get there. And I don't want to hear Russ and a future number one. If I said to you guys, Damian Lillard for Russ, two future ones and 35, and you're like, no way, then why is one future one and Russ enough for Kyrie?
Because Kyrie's a distressed asset in the way that Damian Lillard is not.
Damian Lillard's coming off a major injury.
Kyrie Irving is coming off of not playing basically.
But that's
in
by
three
choice. But I mean, I don't know which is worse. I mean, Dame has a lot of tread on his tires from all those playoff runs. I think he's older. Kyrie's 30. I think Dame's like 33, right. 32. But I think if you ask me who I want, I'm taking Dame over Kyrie for sure. What are you doing?
I would definitely rather have Dame, but Dame unfortunately is not available. Suddenly you got the Portland Trail Blazers making moves. They got Jeremy Grant. They think that they're going to be, you know, better than a 10 seed.
By the way, now we can pivot to the draft. Did you see Portland's two picks? They took the kid Shaedon Sharpe, who did not play college basketball, but the new GM is leaning heavily on the guy they hired from ESPN, Mike Schmitz. And Mike Schmitz, he went on one of these podcasts like 3 months ago before he was hired and was talking about how Shaedon Sharpe is the guy you got to watch, maybe going number one and all this nonsense. And it's pretty clear they liked him. And with their second pick, they went with, where is this damn team? Gosh, these draft sites are impossible to navigate. But Portland's second pick was another one of these guys that's like so far away. It's like, okay, Shaedon Sharpe's not helping Dame Lillard now. Oh, it was the kid from Italy, Porcida, Gabriel Porcida. Obviously, that's another guy that Mike Schmitz, the ESPN guy, covered heavily in international scouting. They went out, Rob, and they drafted two shooting guards who are not ready to be contributors on a team that Dame is staying on. I will just say this. They gave away CJ, right? They have Anfernee Simons. Rob, what are you doing? Anfernee Simons, Damian Lillard, and then you draft two shooting guards. I'm telling you, I would not rule out on the sly so Dame has some leverage, Damian Lillard saying, hey guys, don't shop me, but I'm up for a trade and I'll move. I would not rule that out. Just I don't want to hear Jeremy Grant's trade being the deal breaker. Okay, Jeremy Grant's not the difference between the 10 seed and the 6, right? We can agree on that.
No, but I like Jeremy Grant, but no, he's not that much of a difference.
So you're the one. You're the guy who likes Jeremy Grant.
I do like Jeremy Grant. I want him to be a Laker for a hot minute.
All right, so let's quickly, a couple other things in the draft that matter. I still can't believe Paolo Banchero, no workout, no meeting, and they draft him. That would be like one of those guys who were desperate during the housing craze of like the last 2 years, and you're like, I can't even see the house, but I've seen pictures of it, and I'm going to put a bid on the house and buy it. But not only are you doing that with Banchero, because you've seen him, right? You saw him in the tournament. You saw him at the combine. You scouted him at games or whatever. But you're going to bid the highest of anybody on a house that you haven't even walked into. You don't know the neighborhood, anything, and you're overbidding on it. That's what they did on Banchero. Now, I like Banchero, so I'm okay with that, but is that really a smart way to do business, Orlando? Like, I just don't think long-term that's great. The team that really kicked butt at the draft, and listen, just like my Jets at the NFL draft, the Jets cleaned up. They had a historically great draft. And my kid, who knows that I love the Jets, and he doesn't like the Jets, and always asks me, why do you like the Jets? They stink, Dad. Like, they had a great draft because they've got a million draft picks, right? So if you got a million draft picks, boom, you're going to crush the draft. Well, the OKC Thunder came out, and the OKC Thunder had a hell of a draft. Absolutely awesome, starting with Chet Holmgren, who I like a lot. Then they get the kid Jalen Williams. Now, I talked about him yesterday on the podcast. I did not know he could go as high as 12. Okay? 3 months ago, and there's a good story I read on CBS Sports about this guy. So basically, he was like a 6'1 guard, nothing special, and he didn't even have offers as he's going into like his final year of high school. So his AAU coach just starts texting connections of his saying, hey, I've got this kid, just come and check him out. And a couple coaches came. And next thing you know, he gets an offer from like Quinnipiac and Santa Clara and a couple others. And he goes to Santa Clara and then he grows like 5 inches. And all of a sudden he starts blowing up. And, you know, it's a good story. Plays, I think, 3 or 4 years at Santa Clara. To go 12th, he was one of the guys crying at the draft. I don't know. Rob, where are you on the whole crying at the draft? It's a little tough. I know they're teenagers, and I'm not piling on.
Look, I mean, a lot of these kids, like, this is their dream come true, number one. Number two, the harsh reality is, for a lot of them, you know, this is going to be generational wealth that they're going to be getting. You know, the a lot.
Well,
you know,
you're the second check, really.
Well, not just that. I mean, you got a lot of kids, and this is true with any, you know, college football, college basketball, especially. You got kids who come from rough neighborhoods or the middle of the country where, you know, they have a Walmart and a shopping center. Like, and for these kids to sign deals that guarantee them like $7 million or $10 million or $12, whatever it is, this is more money than they would have probably ever seen in their lives had they gone into any kind of profession.
Yeah, like, no, that's a great point. Now, I don't know Jalen Williams' family background, but they also, OKC drafted the other Jalen Williams from Arkansas, and I liked him for Golden State. I thought he'd be great. Second round pick. Guy, really, really nice player. They got some good players. Now, are they going to win 30 games? Maybe. Maybe they'll win 25-30 again, and they'll be in the mix for the top pick. But a team that was extremely perplexing for me is the San Antonio Spurs. And I know nobody really cares about the San Antonio Spurs. And again, trades have kind of messed it up a lot because I don't exactly know. And it's unclear right now. We'll talk about the Knicks in a second. They're the big, big question mark of draft night. But like, the San Antonio Spurs already have a collection of wings because we know there's a wing league. All they got a bunch of guys who are like 6'5 to 6'9, right? Who could play like three or four positions. They go out, they get Jeremy Sohan, who could be like a Draymond Green type player. They get Malachi Branham from Ohio State. They get Blake Wesley. All they're doing is drafting more wings. I mean, Rob, maybe this DeJounte Murray stuff is going to happen because it sounds like DeJounte Murray is in play and they're just looking to auction him off before they have to pay him. There's a lot of guys on the Spurs who are just wings, but they don't have any stars. They're stuck in that dreaded middle. You know what you need to do? You need to tank. That's how you get Tim Duncan. That's how you get David Robinson. That's how you get LeBron James. You bottom out and you go for the superstars. And the other option, if you can't tank, is you do what my Knicks are doing. And they were booed, of course, because they traded their 11th pick. They drafted my guy from the New Zealand Breakers, Jang. They traded him to OKC, of course. And in exchange, they now have three future first-round picks. But this is where it gets murky. Robin, I don't know if you have the answer, but I dove as deep as I could. A bunch of people keep just referring to the Knicks as three future firsts. So Zach Lowe of ESPN was able to break one down and said it's a Milwaukee Bucks 2025 first. And instantly, all these Knicks jabronis on Twitter are like, "Off, oh, that's a garbage pick. The Bucks are going to be amazing." And I said, "Wait a minute, guys. It's 2025. Okay? It's 3 years from now. Okay? Let's look at that roster. Jrue Holiday is going to be 34. Chris Middleton will be 33. Giannis will be making $48 million the year prior. Brooke Lopez is going to be gone. George Hill is going to be gone. That team's going to be a little different. And let me know how many free agents have gone to Milwaukee. Okay? I know they got Jrue Holiday in a trade. Well done flipping Eric Bledsoe. But, and Giannis can carry the team. But folks, there is a very decent chance, Rob, that Bucks pick is like, I don't know, in the 18 to 23 range as opposed to like 27 to 30. Did I just sell you on it or no? It's 2025. You know?
I mean, sure. If you really didn't like anybody in this draft class and you think it makes more sense to have more picks later, sure.
Yes. That's one. But Rob, the other two, it's still unclear what teams they're from.
Well, I saw Bobby Marks tweet out. And again, I don't know if he knows this, but this is how you know that it's wonky because Zach Lowe reported that it was a Bucks pick. Bobby Marks reported that it's a Washington, a Denver, and a Detroit pick. So it seems like as of this morning when we're doing this podcast, people still don't know what's going on. I mean, if you saw when that trade first went down, you had Woj tweet out that it was Jalen Duren getting traded to the Pistons. And then 30 seconds later, Shams reports Jalen Duren getting traded to the Knicks. Hmm. And somehow they both end up being right because the way it gets explained later on as the night went on was the Durin gets sent to the Knicks, who then turn him and flip him to Detroit. So it seems like this is one of those trades where you're not going to get the full details probably until later this afternoon because there's going to be so many moving parts. But going back to your Knicks, one thing I just didn't understand is, and maybe you got me with this one. If you don't like guys in the draft, cool, whatever. You know, I understand punting for the next season. But from what everything that I've read and heard is that this was a decent draft class, very deep. There was a lot of value from like 10 to 40, a lot of decent players. They decided instead they want picks for the future, but more specifically, they're doing this so they can clear out cap space for Jalen Brunson.
Well,
like, I like Jalen Brunson, but real Jalen Brunson? That's what your big plan is?
Yeah. It feels a little shaky, this Brunson stuff. It is so out there that when everybody's on it, it's like, is it possible that it's true? And I know the Knicks hired his dad as an assistant coach and the CAA connections, blah, blah, blah. Obvious disclosure, I'm represented by CAA as well. I have not asked them about Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. But to go back to your Bobby Marks point, if it's not a Milwaukee pick and it's a Washington, Denver, and Detroit, and there's obviously protections on them, like, Washington's never going to be good. Denver should be good. Detroit, we'll see. People were gushy about their draft. But if they're protected anyway, like, what are they? Are they even valued? Do they become second-round picks? So is Dallas going to be interested in that for Brunson? And do you even need that? Because can't you just pay him? I think, personally, the Knicks are stockpiling everything they can to go after Donovan Mitchell. That would be a big fish. Like, clearing up cap room for Brunson, sure, that's great. 15, 18 million, sure. I think he can get 20 from Dallas, right? Dallas is not going to lose him for nothing. But if I'm the Knicks, my target is Donovan Mitchell. I am trying to make them a sweetheart offer. I do everything I could to not part with RJ Barrett. I could say, listen, Julius Randle, 4 first-round picks. Do you think that would do it for Donovan Mitchell?
You know what? I would say 6 first-round picks.
6? 7 come on.
Look at it this way. You cannot, especially let's say they all convey in a year or two. There is no good reason for any team, unless you're Oklahoma City where you know that you cannot get a single free agent, so you just want to have a million picks. What's the difference between trading those 3 first-rounders and 3 pick swaps of your own? How is that different than the Clippers saying we're going to send you 4 first rounders and 3 pick swaps, or the Brooklyn Nets?
Hold on, that was Kawhi, right?
Yeah, that was the Kawhi and Paul George
deal. Kawhi Leonard, bro, he won 2 titles.
That, but like, how is it different? Because you already turned 1 first into 3, so it's basically like you're only trading that 1 pick. You're trading 1 pick and a few pick swaps.
So you're saying the Knicks are not giving up that much because they're
no. Why wouldn't you? If you already turned 1 into 3, what's the harm in adding 2 more? Then it's basically like you're only giving up 3 total first round picks.
The problem with just giving away so many is, what if you've got a disgruntled star who wants to get to New York and wants to play with Donovan Mitchell? Then you've got no assets. I mean, I'll be clear. I thought Donovan Mitchell was incredible, and he's had some good seasons in Utah. Rob, this may shock you. He's never been all NBA. He's a 3-time All-Star. Yeah. That's it. Like, Drew Holiday had a slightly less resume, and I think he fetched 2. So I think 3 ones and Julius Randle. I mean, I'm desperate on the Knicks. I'll go 4 ones and Julius Randle. Or Mitchell Robinson, whatever, whoever you want that's not RJ Barrett. And I get Donovan Mitchell because, I think Donovan Mitchell would be a bigger target than Jalen Brunson, right? I don't think there's any question about that.
1,000%.
But Jalen Brunson is simply a cash deal. We can just pay you whatever the Mavs don't. But the Mavs should be able to match it. I don't know. Going to be interesting. Knicks, at least, were moderately interesting at the draft. Not, you know, clearly stockpiling picks for something else.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Did anything else jump out at you, Rob, as kind of a shocker?
Well, I mean, the Knicks one to me was the biggest one because I didn't understand the Jalen Brunson love. And the other one to me, which is one that, again, you said that you really liked, was the Oklahoma City. Not because of, you know, whatever. I like Chet Holmgren. I think he's going to be great. But I can't, I don't think if this was 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, that I would ever see two West Coast Conference players drafted in the lottery and they end up on the same team. Like, is Sam Presti just smarter than everybody else?
Well, wait a minute. Sam Presti, I'm glad you brought that guy up, Rob. He gets more love from reporters just because the guy responds to text messages. I mean, what has Sam Presti ever won? Tell me. What has he won? He took one OKC team to the finals. He could not keep Kevin Durant. He traded James Harden. I don't know when the last time they won a playoff series was. And somehow he's hailed as this amazing guy. Rob, are you drinking the Sam Presti Kool-Aid?
No.
Okay.
No. But it's just like,
gosh, you're scaring me,
I just thought that was interesting because can you imagine in 2003 if I said there's going to be two guys from the West Coast Conference both going lottery and the team that takes them is the same team and is going to be universally praised. You just said 5 minutes ago that you like what Oklahoma City did.
I did.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it just, I never would have expected something like that to happen. You know, I guess it just shows that the way that college basketball is changing now.
Yeah. For the T1 listeners who are P1 listeners who are diehard fans, I got to mention, I texted a buddy who is very connected at Michigan State about the Lakers pick of Max Christie. And yeah, I saw he was a McDonald's All-American and he didn't do much at Michigan State. What's the story behind the scenes? Anybody can watch a YouTube tape. What's he like? Great guy, works his butt off, gym rat, confident, not cocky. He's in love with the game and the grind. And listen, the Lakers have, I mean, you look at their last like six picks and they've been like absolute home runs. Kuzma, Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves wasn't even a pick, really, was he? What? And
no,
he was
undrafted.
Undrafted free agent. And of course, spacing on the other guys, but
Alex
Caruso, Josh
Hart.
Thank you.
I mean,
Josh Hart,
whatever
by
you
way,
think
nice
of
player.
THT,
I wish they could get him back. So Max Christie should be a win for the Lakers. Now, is he going to play? Who knows? I mean, if they could trade him and get a star, you know that LeBron's doing that in a heartbeat. So I don't know. Listen, I love the draft. It did get a little tedious there in the second round. I mean, this was like a 4-hour production. I thought the Warriors, by the way, had a nice pick with the kid Baldwin Jr. Obviously, he was like a top 10 recruit coming out of high school.
Huge upside for what
he
got.
Yeah, went to play with his dad at college. He got injured and like it just didn't click. But between his length and the pedigree, like I think it's pretty clear he's going to be a good player for them. Now, Rob, we'll wrap up with this Kyrie Irving stuff. So when I think it's like Wednesday he has to make a decision or Thursday on if he's opting in. Is that what
Wednesday.
It is? Wednesday, okay. So early next week, we could have a lot of Kyrie Irving news if he's opting in or out. Let's get our prediction in now. Is he opting in and going to play on a one-year deal for 37, 39 million? Some ridiculous, huge number.
36.
36 and million.
No, the answer is no.
You think he's going to opt out?
No, I think either he opts in so he can get traded somewhere or he opts out and re-signs for a big extension with them.
So you don't think he could re-sign for like a 1+1 or 2+1?
No, he could, but it's only if he opts out and gets more money from them.
Hmm.
Because I think if he opts out, he can get like 5 more million this season than if he just opts into the deal.
Now, I don't have the exact numbers, but I'm almost certain that Chris Paul did something like this, right?
Yes, he did both, actually. He opted in with the Clippers to facilitate a trade to Houston. So that was a few years ago in the Pat Bev deal.
Right.
And then when he got to Phoenix, and this was before last season, he had 1 year, I think it was like $45 million left. He opted out of that and re-signed on a 3-year, $100 million deal.
Right. So if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, I would do some kind of 2+1. Now, Chris Paul's older, obviously, but I'm sorry, Kyrie. I need games played in there. And my problem with that is in my head, I have this hurdle of Kyrie telling the Cavs, trade me. If you don't, I will just get surgery and on whatever and not play. And Rob, you know that if he doesn't get what he wants and has to stay in Brooklyn, it's going to be ugly. Just because he's a spiteful little prick. And I'm sorry to be so aggressive against Kyrie, but everything he's done in the last few years has just not been, how else to say this? It's not been nice. He's just not a good dude. And I feel bad for Kevin Durant that he's getting roped into this, and Kevin Durant is now being forced to say, well, if they don't give Kyrie what he wants, I mean, I'm going to look for my way out. Bro, you're on the hook for the next 3 years or 4 years. What are you going to do? What's the game plan, KD? Like, at some point, you got to draw a line in the sand. And I will say this. When you get, what is it? What's the saying, Rob? When you lay with dogs, you get fleas or something like that?
Something along those lines. Yeah.
Listen, they got in bed with Kyrie Irving. I think in hindsight, that was a colossal mistake. But at the time, it's like, whoa, Kyrie's bringing KD. We'll take it, you know? And you could say he wasn't certifiably crazy, but he had walked out on LeBron, ended very ugly with Ty Lue. And they went to Boston, and that ended in spectacular fashion. And, oh, by the way, what's going on in Brooklyn? Oh, yeah, it's ending really, really ugly. I mean, Rob, how many more of these do you need before it's obvious that he's the problem? Like, if it goes to the Lakers, this would be an embarrassment, just an ugly stain on the end of LeBron's legacy. We know last season hurt, right? AD injured. Lakers don't make the playoffs. How ugly would it be if Kyrie is like jerking around behind the scenes and it's really messy and LeBron's just trying to, you know, finish up a historically great career and wait to play with his son, and he's got to deal with the Kyrie Irving nonsense. Do you think he needs that headache?
I got a question.
And Rob, you know he's not going to just fall in line all
the time. Okay, I know we're about to wrap. Let me ask you this one question on the way out the door. What would be worse, in your opinion, last season with Russell Westbrook, or let's say they get Kyrie Irving and this upcoming season with Kyrie Irving?
I would run it back with Russ over play with Kyrie.
But you remember all of the vitriol, all of the memes, the side of the backboard video highlight tapes of Russell Westbrook and him going to the sidelines when they're losing a game and he pats the guys on the head. He's like, hey, I would have loved to help you, but I was on the bench. Sorry. And making a big old scene about it. Which one do you think has the... you already know what the baseline is for Russ and what that was, how bad it was. Do you think Kyrie could be worse?
The devil you know is better than the devil you don't.
Oh.
And I saw how bad Russ was, and that was bad. They did change a coach. Maybe Russ accepts a six-man role. Probably not, but maybe. I don't know how bad it could get with Kyrie Irving. I don't. I mean, the guy went AWOL from the team, would not reply to text messages. Like, it was one thing with Brooklyn. Can you imagine in Los Angeles how that would play out? With LeBron and AD and Jeannie Buss. You think Jeannie Buss is going to get Kyrie to fall in line? Darvin Ham, welcome to the NBA as a head coach. Anthony Davis. Like, this would be... Listen, the Lakers have had some ugly, lean years here before LeBron showed up. They go right back to the desert wandering around if Kyrie Irving comes to town. Now, I know I just went in hard and I don't want to go into the weekend on a negative note, so I will end on a positive note. Rob, my son heard from his buddy on the basketball team about Stranger Things, and we just started the show 2 weeks ago. We are flying through it. It is very good. We like it a lot. It is just, I highly recommend it. We're only at the start of, I think, season three, and I'm excited we got into it. It's definitely a show for the family. If you have a young daughter, maybe she's not going to want to watch it. But my daughter's third grade friend watches it. Of course, she then tells us, but I was a little scared, so I had to go sleep with my mom for a couple days because it was a little scary. So my daughter's not watching it. So it's kind of the wife and my son, and we're just loving it. So Stranger Things, highly recommended. All right, Rob, that was fun. We'll be back Monday, surely, to talk about Kyrie Irving, maybe some NFL. I don't know what the hell else we'll talk about, but we'll find out then. See you then.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.